welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a lineup of some bluegrass music here that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. Some of it's on CDs and some of it's on a couple of vinyl albums I've bought into the studio. I enjoyed them way back in the day when vinyl was the only way you could get bluegrass music, and I think the music on them is still just really just about perfect. And I've got all sorts of people lined up, people you've heard of. Ricky Skaggs is going to do a song, Hot Rise are going to do some playing, the Cox family, Kathy Kallick, and an album from County Records of some grassroots style bluegrass, which is going to be good. But we're going to kick it off with a group that I really enjoyed in my bluegrass days around the late 60s, early 70s, and they influenced Hamilton County Bluegrass Band a tremendous amount, and that is the Osborne Brothers. They had a very energetic approach to some bluegrass music. At the time, I didn't really know much about their history, you know, the fact that Bobby played with the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, or that Sonny actually played with Bill Monroe. I found out all that stuff later. But they, in the late 60s, they were doing their best to compete with country music, and they took a few sideways steps to do that. But they come up with some great bluegrass music, always featuring their wonderful harmonies. And we're going to hear a song of theirs called Tennessee Hound Dog. Here it comes.
He's a dynamite, uptight, out of sight, backyard Romeo. He looks like skin on a bone pile. A cat wouldn't give him a glance. But when he stretches his long legs out, a fox ain't got a chance. Tennessee Hound Dog.
Tennessee Hound Dog.
Sad-faced, moony-eyed creature. His ears hang down to his knees. The she-hounds call him a has-been, an old age home for fleas. Tennessee Hound Dog.
Tennessee Hound Dog.
When he gets a certain kind of look on his face, she-hounds run for a hiding place. When he takes a notion, all the girl dogs know he's a dynamite. Uptight, out of sight, backyard Romeo. He looks like ugly, warmed over, some dog lovers have said. But he's got more sense in the end of his nose than they've got in their head. Tennessee Hound Dog.
Tennessee Hound
Dog. When he gets a certain kind of look on his face, she hounds run for a hiding place. When he takes a notion, all the girl dogs know he's a dynamite. Uptight, out of sight, backyard Romeo.
He looks like ugly, warmed over, some dog lovers have said. He's got more sense in the end of his nose than they've got in their head. Tennessee Hound Dog.
Tennessee Hound Dog.
Oh, that was a classic Osborne Brothers song written by Felice and Boudelo Bryant. And what an ending that was. Man, if you're a bluegrass here, you'll take a long time to work out that ending. Tennessee Hound Dog. The Osbornes were playing some great music in those days. Let's listen to Ricky Skaggs on his return to bluegrass from his forays into country music, doing a Stanley Brothers classic, Little Maggie.
Little Maggie with a drink glass in her hand.
was Ricky Skaggs singing Little Maggie, Brian Sutton on guitar and Mark Pruitt on banjo, doing a fine job there. Album that I really enjoyed listening to was a band called Grasstown, and the album's called Kicking Up Dust, with a picture of a real hot car on the front of it kicking up a bit of dust. And it's got some great music on it. Grasstown, it's a little bit hard to find out who they are from these notes, but it's Alan Bybee on mandolin and Steve Gully on guitar, and they're doing most of the vocals. Adam Haynes is playing some fiddle, and Justin somebody plays banjo, and Cameron somebody plays bass, and the information's just not there. But we're going to hear a couple of tunes from them. First one is one called Blue Rocking Chair, and then next song is one called The Old Time Way. Grasstown, Kicking Up Dust.
An old abandoned cabin with a blue rocking chair. It's stained with milk and whiskey. It tells a family history of the joy and the misery in that blue rocking chair. And it rocks, my children are gone. All my dear children are gone. Every Saturday night, through six generations, all the kin and relations to the water rose around them, and they left it all behind. And it rocks, my children are gone, all my dear children are gone. Of that blue chair rocking, and the old folks are talking of the trouble they shared. The rhythm of the crying, the laughing and lying, all the living and dying in that blue rocking chair. And it rocks, my children are gone, all my dear children are gone. It rocks, my children are gone, all my dear children are gone. I love the way the early morning makes the mountain sing, and the sound of gentle pouring on my window pane, and the joyful sound of church bells ringing, singing songs of praise, and Sunday morning and preaching, praying in the old time way. We all gather by the river, Jesus took me in. One more lost soul God delivered, washed away my sins. And the joyful sound of church bells ringing, singing songs of praise. And Sunday morning preaching, praying in the old time way. Let us join our voices and hearts together, just a few more days. We'll sing along with the saints forever in the old time way. And the joyful sound of church bells ringing, singing songs of praise. And Sunday morning preaching, praying in the old time way. And the joyful sound of church bells ringing, singing songs of praise. And Sunday morning preaching, praying in the old time way.
That was Grass Town. They do some really nice songs. The fact that they were two sort of medium tempo things is not necessarily typical of what they do. They're just the ones that I picked. There's some pretty fast stuff on there too, but I guess I'm liking the slightly slower tempos as I get a little bit older. Not always, though. The record label County produced some really good, what I would call grassroots bluegrass. I don't know if you know that expression. Everywhere else in New Zealand, it's used for sport and all sorts of activities that take place out in the country areas and apart from the cities, really. And grassroots bluegrass sounds just about perfect. And County 728 is an album called Shadows of Time by Randall Collins, Curtis Blackwell, and the Dixie Bluegrass Boys. And they consist of Curtis Blackwell playing guitar and doing lead vocals, Randall Collins playing fiddle, Larry Jefferson on mandolin, Al Osteen on banjo, and Sam Cobb on bass. There's a great picture of him on the front door standing there, looking pretty serious, posing for the photograph, but really they're a bunch of good old boys. With a big white bass or a very lightwood doghouse bass there and Martin guitars. We used to examine these photos like you would not believe because they were our connection with bluegrass music. And County 728 is a great album. It was a recording by Charles Foreau, recorded in New York City in April 1970 and produced by David Freeman, who is the founder of County Records. And I met David. He's a real nice guy, and I used to get just about all my bluegrass music from David Freeman from when he was in New York until he later shifted to Roanoke, Virginia. But let's listen to Randall Collins, Curtis Blackwell, the Dixie Bluegrass Boys now. Here's the first one. This is a title of the... No, it's not the title of the album. It's one called I've Lived a Lot in My Time, which is an old Jim Reeves song.
I've lived a lot in my time. I've thought through
some grassroots bluegrass there from the 1970s. We'll hear a little bit more from them just a little bit later on. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm delighted to say that Back Porch Bluegrass is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works and music store in Hamilton, New Zealand. This program comes from Free FM 89.0, and we're based in Hamilton, New Zealand, and goes out around access radio stations throughout New Zealand, access radio stations in Canada, Bluegrass Planet Radio, and also on podcasts. So thanks very much for tuning in to me, and I'm sure Shearer's Music Works will be delighted that you're all tuning in and keep helping keep bluegrass music alive. We're working on it down here in Hamilton, New Zealand, and not doing a bad job really, because that leads me into telling you about a fairly exciting event. Some of you would have heard in earlier shows that me and my boys, the Trenwiths, worked with an American country singer, Caroline Jones, during her few months stay in New Zealand. We were delighted to be part of her music. And before she left, she wanted to film a jam session with us. And we found this spectacular site really high on a clifftop overlooking the Tasman Sea, which is on the west coast of New Zealand, just south of a town called Raglan, on the cliff above Ruapuki there. We set up microphones and cameras and some hay bales to sit on, and sat around playing some music. And we had a great time with Carolyn. And last week it came out, and it's on YouTube. And if you're interested in seeing what your Back Porch Bluegrass host does when he's hanging out with the boys and glamorous girls like Caroline Jones, where you can just go to Caroline Jones and the Trenwiths, and they're called the Raglan Sessions, R-A-G-L-A-N, and have a look on YouTube and see how they go. There's also an article in Bluegrass Today, the online bluegrass music newspaper, which has got some lovely text with it. Caroline says real nice things about New Zealand and play music with us, and we're delighted to have been part of her music there. So chase up those links there, and I'm sure you'll enjoy them. Oh, what have we got lined up here? We've got Radio Boogie from Hot Rise. Great album, came out in 1981, one of their first albums. Tim O'Brien on lead vocals, mandolin and fiddle. Pete Wernick on banjo and some harmony. Charles Sawtell on guitar and lead vocals on one tune that we're going to hear later in the program. And Nick Forster, bass and harmony vocals. They were a great band, tight, lots of energy. And sadly, Charles Sawtell passed away in 1999. But Hot Rise were an immediate success, really, and they just managed to catch the audience's attention and do some wonderful music. They sort of disbanded in 1990, but they took up other interests, but they still did gigs occasionally. I know that feeling well. We do that with Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. And they put out some wonderful music. We're going to hear the old song. It's an old-time song called Radio Boogie. Here comes Tim O'Brien, Hot Rise.
Well, I got me a hat and an old guitar, and I made a down payment on a second-hand car. I got me a job on the radio, and I'm saving up money for a fiddle and a boat to do the radio boogie. All over the dial, with a solid kick and a red hot lick, it's Tennessee style. Take a little sup. If the sun keeps you shining, I plow the corn. If it starts to rain, just grind it in the barn. Do the radio boogie all over the dial, with a solid kick and a red hot lick, and it's Tennessee style. boogie by the radio. Do the radio boogie all over the dial with a solid kick and a red hot lick. It's Tennessee style. Money to spend, and everybody else is nowhere to play. The radio boogie's all they can say. We do the radio boogie all over the dial with a solid kick and a red hot lick. It's Tennessee style. We do the radio boogie all over the dial with a solid kick and a red hot lick. It's Tennessee style.
Ah, some very bouncy music there from Hot Rise. Now we're going to go back and listen to the Osborne Brothers again, an instrumental, and a slightly unusual sounding instrumental, as was the way with Sonny Osborne. And Bobby Osborne's doing some great mandolin picking on it. It's a tune called Siompre.
Thank you.
Sonny Osborne with the tune Siempre, and a stunningly good banjo player and very innovative in terms of instrumentals work. And Bobby did a great job on mandolin there. Let's listen again to Randall Collins and Curtis Blackwell from their album Shadows of Time, and we'll play the song Shadows of Time. This is exercising some of my old vinyl albums, so I hope you're enjoying it.
I am dreaming of an old home where I was born and raised, in a cabin filled with love so divine, where Mom would read the Bible and Dad would say a prayer to thank the Lord that everything was fine. I miss the roses blooming on the hillside, around her door the honeysuckles twine. All the things that were so dear are just memories so clear that has faded with shadow of time. All my trials have been in vain, to go back once again to the old home where I was born and raised. And through the haze of tears, there stands a picture clear of that old home in the shadow of the time. I miss the roses blooming on the hillside, around the door the honeysuckles twine. All the things that were so dear are just memories so clear that has faded with shadow of time. Are just memories so clear that is faded with shadow of time.
Well, that's Randall Collins, Curtis Blackwell and the Dixie Bluegrass Boys playing some music on the County label from 1970. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I enjoy playing some of my old vinyl CDs, and I enjoy playing my old vinyl albums and my old CDs too, really. But most of all, I enjoy telling you about New Zealand bluegrass, and we are delighted with the fact that New Zealand's not only, but might be the New Zealand's only all-woman band, has been accepted to play in the International Bluegrass Ramble 2021 at the IBMA in Raleigh, North Carolina, later this year. And we are delighted that Hot Diggity have been chosen to represent New Zealand in the Bluegrass Ramble. And they're a great band. They've been part of the Kiwigrass festivals that we have down there. They write their own music. They play, they're entertaining on stage, they dress great, and they're very, very good to watch. You need to watch them. If you are going to be at the IBMA in Raleigh later this year, make a point of going to see Hot Diggity. I tell you, you will enjoy it. Deborah McKenzie on guitar and vocals, Heather Carrigan on mandolin and vocals, and she's singing lead on the song that I've chosen to play. Janine Barbanel on double bass and vocals, Chrissy Jackson on fiddle and backing vocals, and Sue Drake on banjo and backing vocals. The album that I have in my hand is called Worth the Wait, so I am going to play that song, the title song of the album, Hot Diggity, Worth the Wait. Street.
Sitting here waiting for you. The clock ticks loud another hour or two. Waiting for the sound of your car in the drive. Somehow it seems like forever since you and I were together. Now there's only hours till you're in my arms. And when you're home, that's when I can breathe a gentle sigh of sweet relief. And baby, I just can't wait. And when you're home, that's when I can breathe a gentle sigh of sweet relief. And baby, you're always worth the wait. And baby, you're always worth the sense you in the wind. My eyes are already smiling. Oh baby, come on in. Come on the way your heart is, so tender and true. Come home and bide with comfort and love that burns for you. And when you're home, that's when I can breathe the gentle sweet relief. And baby, I just can't wait. And when you're home, that's when I can breathe a gentle sigh of sweet relief. And baby, you're always worth the wait. And baby, you're always worth the wait.
Hot Diggity, and you need to go and see them at the International Bluegrass Ramble in Raleigh this year at IBMA. Isn't that exciting that they're part of that? Oh, so good. Oh, let's listen to Hot Rise again, and this time it's the late Charles Sawtell actually singing a song. He doesn't sing that many, but he's doing a great job on this one. It's one called Walking the Dog.
Thank you.
They did some excellent music, Hot Rise, and really enjoyed their sound. I hope you did too. Lots of walking bass in there and all sorts of things going on. Let's listen to a family band, the Cox family from Louisiana, have done some wonderful music, beautiful vocal work. Evelyn Cox, lead vocals, Suzanne Cox, tenor vocals, Sydney Cox, baritone vocals, and they're accompanied mostly by Alison Krauss's Union Station Band, and doing a lovely job on this song, Everybody's Reaching Out for Someone.
Just like the trees along the river bend, lift up their branches to the sun above. We spend a lifetime reaching for a friend, 'cause everybody needs someone to love.
Everybody's reaching out for someone. Everybody's knocking at some door, and long before I ever found you, you're the one that I was reaching for. Some door, and long before I ever found you, you're the one that I was reaching for. Thank you.
Isn't that pretty? Some great harmonies going on there with the Cox family. Everybody's reaching out for someone. Time for a gospel song. One of the first albums that I got in my collection, I think it was probably the first Bill Monroe album I ever got, was one called I Saw the Light, and it was an album of gospel music, and it was one of the first albums that Bill Monroe recorded and released as a set. Up till then, all the albums that came out had been a collection of the singles that had been recorded, and so there was always a bit of a hodgepodge of music on the albums, but this, there were 12 songs recorded, and they were all intended to go on the album. And in those days, Bill Monroe did his gospel music with just mandolin and guitar. He didn't have the other instruments backing them. And he sang lead and tenor vocals. He had Ed Mayfield on guitar doing lead and some harmony vocals. And Cully Hope, who was a session singer, did the bass vocals. And the word is that Kenny Baker was doing the harmony vocals, the baritone parts on this one. But anyway, the song I've selected from this album, which was recorded in 1958, released in 1959 on Decca, and the album's called I Saw the Light, and this is a version of Hank Williams's House of Gold. Bill Monroe singing the lead part for you. Sounds different. Hope you enjoy it.
People cheat, they steal and lie for wealth and what it will buy. But don't they know Judgment Day that gold and silver will melt away? Rather be in a deep dark grave and to know that my poor soul was saved than to live in this world in a house of gold and deny my God and do my soul. Good is gold and silver too, if your heart's not pure and true. Sinners hear me when I say, holding on your knees and pray.
A little bit of Bill Monroe there. Sounding very good. Here's Hot Rise with Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow.
Oh, I'm gonna leave this country. Yeah, I'm gonna leave this world. Gonna leave this country for the sake of one little girl. Oh, I ain't gonna work tomorrow, and I ain't gonna work next day. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, for it may be a rainy day. Can't you hear that banjo ringing? Can't you hear that mournful sound? Hear them pretty gals laughing over on the cold, cold ground. Oh, I ain't gonna work tomorrow, and I ain't gonna work next day. I ain't gonna work tomorrow. it may be a rainy day. Oh, I hang my head in sorrow. Yeah, I hang my head in cry. Oh, I hang my head in sorrow as my darling passes by. Oh, I ain't gonna work tomorrow. Yeah, I ain't gonna work next day. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, for it may be a rainy day.
Good old song there. First heard that on Mountain Music Bluegrass Style, or might have been Bluegrass Spectacular, the four album set. And we used to include it in our repertoire. We thought it was a great thing to say. Ain't going to work tomorrow. The Kathy Kallick Band has always been a great band who I've enjoyed listening to very much. I first heard them at the Grass Valley Festivals in California, and I really enjoy their playing. Kathy Kallick doing guitar and vocals, Andy Staninek on fiddle and vocals, of course, Carrie Black on acoustic bass and vocals, everyone sings, Greg Booth on dobro and banjo. He was my dobro instructor in one of the music camps. Wonderful man, and stunningly talented player on both dobro and banjo, and I guess anything else he turns his hands to. And Tom Beckany on mandolin, and Tom's featured in this next tune. It's one called Kentucky Mandolin. I'm not sure if it's a Kentucky mandolin he's playing on. I suspect not. It looks a bit like Bill Monroe's mandolin, but I can't read the label on it. But he's a great player, and it's a great tune written by Bill Monroe. Kentucky Mandolin. Here we go. Kentucky mandolin. I'm sure Bill Monroe would have approved the way Tom Beckany was playing that. That was a Kathy Kellick band. Well, it's time to go now. Thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. At the start of the show, we featured the Osborne Brothers, and I said what an influence they were on the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Well, we'll go out with a track from the Osborne Brothers that the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band recorded live at the Wynyard Tavern in 1970. Here we are doing Roll Muddy River. Thanks very much for tuning in. See you again next week. Bye.
Roll muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on,
muddy river, roll on, muddy river.
I've got a notion you go to the ocean alone,
muddy river, roll on, muddy river.
I've got a gal in Tennessee who's long been a-waiting for a little old me. Roll muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on,
muddy river, roll on.
New Orleans on the old St. Louis, stop in Memphis, Minneapolis too. Back in Nashville I'll be through. So roll muddy river, roll on,
muddy river, roll on.
Roll muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on,
muddy river, roll on, muddy river.
I've got a notion you'll go to the ocean alone.
Muddy river, roll on, muddy river.
I've got a gal in Tennessee who's long been a-waiting for a little old me. Roll muddy river, roll on,
muddy river, roll on,
muddy river, roll on. She won't wait, so roll muddy river, roll on,
muddy river, roll on,
roll muddy river.